third Sunday of Advent. Listen to the words of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4. It says this: "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations." I don't know about you, but that's an encouraging word, a word that Jesus began his ministry with as he read the scroll of Isaiah. You know, we want everything to look nice. We want life to look nice, don't we? We think, especially here at Christmas, the decorations of the season, our homes with their lights and tinsel, their wreaths and ribbons. We want to lighten the darkness around us, to bring beauty to the ugliness that wears us down. We decorate because it's tradition, because it lifts our hearts, because it makes us feel even like children again. And ultimately, because it reminds us that Christ has come. The prophet Isaiah no doubt smiled when he said, "God will give a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." And no matter how far we feel from the spirit of the season, no matter how far we feel from the joy of the Lord, even at this moment, God promises to provide us with joy in Christ. And so this morning, as we light the candles, we light it as a sign of our joy in the beautiful things of this season. Not just the things that glitter and flash, but the deeper things, the beauty of the heart and the soul that have been made new by Christ, and the beauty of love that's shared in both service and hospitality. And so this morning, from the first week, we relight the candle of hope, hope that's found in Christ. We relight the candle of faith, our faith in Christ. And we light today the candle of joy, the joy that is found in the person of Jesus Christ alone, who by his Spirit manifests joy, irregardless of our situation. And in these days of darkness, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So as we prepare our hearts to celebrate the birth of Christ, may we also prepare our hearts this morning to encounter the one who is joy, the one who is hope, the one who is and will give us faith in the midst of difficulty, for he has overcome the world. As the worship team comes, let's join our hearts in prayer this morning. Commit this time to him as we bring all of who we are and all of what we're dealing with into his presence. Father, we thank you that in the midst of darkness, in the midst of mourning, in the midst of difficulty, that Jesus, you are the joy giver. We praise you that you have come, and we celebrate and are preparing to celebrate on Christmas morning the fact that you have come and incarnated. You've brought your presence, the presence of God, in the world. We praise you, Father, this morning that you are not a God who is far off and distant, that you are not a God who is unaware of our difficulties, but you are with us. We praise you for that. I pray, Father, this morning, in the midst of events of our week, in the midst of continued changes in regards to what we are and are not able to do, Father, I pray that our focus would be on you this morning, that we would take our eyes off of the things that burden us, and that we would place our eyes on Christ, the one who is joy. And Holy Spirit, that you might come in these moments and that you might give us a fresh encounter with you, the joy giver. So it is with expectation that we come this morning knowing that you are a God who meets us where we're at, and we come with expectation to lift up your name and the privilege that it is to worship you. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Come. We surrender to you. That your kingdom might come, Father, and your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. For the glory of Jesus, we pray. Amen.